Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you with us today on this Friday as we bring to conclusion a wonderful series by Derek Prince called How to Overcome Evil. And I apologize to you for my raspy voice once again. I'm doing a lot of speaking in media, but just don't want to miss my time with you. So if you can put up with it, I certainly can. Derek is going to be teaching us today about sanctification and the complete testimony. Now, Derek really has insight into some of these finer theological points that are meant to be experienced by believers in Jesus Christ. In other words, we're not supposed to leave them at the theological level, at the intellectual level. We're supposed to experience them. No. Them, walk in them. And that's what he's going to teach us how to do today. I can't urge you enough that if you've missed one of these teachings this week, to go ahead and log on to the website at derekprince.org and listen to these as often as you need to. Well, let's cut to the chase and listen to Derek talk about sanctification and the complete testimony.
In our previous studies on this theme, we've come to see ourselves as Christians involved in a tremendous conflict that spans the whole universe from heaven to earth, a conflict between God and the forces of good on the one hand, and on the other hand, Satan and the forces of evil. We've seen Satan as the enemy, the adversary, the resister, the one who opposes God, his purposes, and his people, who rules over a kingdom in the spirit world of fallen, rebellious angels and does everything that he is able to do against the people of God to frustrate us, to harm us, and actually to destroy us. In the light of this revelation from Scripture, we could easily become fearful or discouraged unless the Scripture had also provided us with an unshakable basis for courage and for strong confidence. So let me give you just briefly some of the Scriptures which are there to counterbalance this picture of evil and show us how we are designed to be victors and how we have all that is needed for victory supplied to us by God. First of all, in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, they're not physical, they're not material, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." Our weapons, our spiritual weapons supplied by God, are divinely powerful. Literally, they are powerful through God. In other words, as we operate these weapons that God has given us in faith and in dependence upon God, the very power of God himself is available to us through these weapons. So these weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses, that is, Satan's fortresses. Notice, we are not on the defensive. We're not wondering where Satan is going to strike us next, but we are moving out on the attack. We're moving out against Satan's fortresses to destroy them with these spiritual weapons that we have been talking about this week. And then Paul goes on in the next verse, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God." Everything that opposes God's knowledge, God's purposes, God's people, wherever Satan has raised up a fortress, it's our responsibility in God with the weapons that God has supplied us with to come against these things and destroy them. We must not remain passive. We must not remain on the defensive. We've got to realize who we are in God, what God has supplied us with, and then move out actively in faith to attack. You might say, "Well, I'm so weak, I'm so unworthy." Well, be careful how you use those words, because sometimes the devil puts those words in your mouth. In a certain sense, it's true, you are weak, but then let me read these words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 1, 27 and 28. "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are." So we could say, "Well, I'm so foolish, or I'm so weak, or I'm so unworthy." In a certain sense, that's true. But remember that in his infinite wisdom, God has chosen people of that kind, people just like you and me, to overthrow the things that are, and that is primarily Satan's kingdom. Our confidence, you see, is not in ourselves, but in our weapons. And you remember the three weapons that we've been specifically speaking about? The blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and our testimony. And we've applied that this way. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says that the blood of Jesus does for us. Now, in my previous talks this week, we've looked together at four wonderful provisions of the blood of Jesus. First, redemption. Second, forgiveness. Third, cleansing from sin. And fourth, justification. In each case, we've seen how to appropriate these provisions by making the right personal testimony. Today, I'm going to share with you on yet another wonderful provision, sanctification. Now again, sanctification is a kind of technical word in the New Testament. It's from a Latin root, and it's rather a long word, and it frightens some people. But let me explain very simply, without going into too many details. To sanctify means to make holy. In the original language, the word sanctify is directly related to the word holy. And to make holy means to set something or someone apart to God. A holy person is someone who is set apart to God. Now let's see what Scripture says about how we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 13:12 is one sufficient verse. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. In other words, he was crucified outside the city. Why did he do that? That he might sanctify the people through his own blood. In other words, through the blood of Jesus, we are sanctified, made holy, set apart to God.
You know, we should never forget that sanctification means to be set up, it means to be holy, and holy means to be set apart, to be literally set apart from sources of evil and uncleanness. You know, there's so much emphasis today on Christians being relevant to the age, which is valuable, but also being kind of like the world so that we can relate to the world, that I sometimes wonder if the walls of holiness haven't come tumbling down. Let's rebuild them and be the holy people of God we're called to be. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching. And one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet. And you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you here today. We are listening to Derek Prince teach us about how to overcome evil, and that has carried us into some marvelous studies in the Word of God. Today, particularly, Derek is teaching us about some things out of the tabernacle and out of the progression of the Old Testament tabernacle and how the Passover lamb and the blood of the Passover lamb was used to sanctify the people. As it was in the Old Testament, so it is in the New Testament with the blood of Jesus. Let's learn how.
I want to show you again from the pattern of the Passover, which was where we started this whole series, how the blood of the Passover lamb had this effect for Israel. It sanctified them. It set them apart to God in a specific way. I want to read two passages from the book of Exodus that bring this out. First of all, Exodus 11 verses 4 through 7. So Moses said to the people of Israel, "This is what the Lord says. About midnight, I, the Lord, will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, to the firstborn son of the slave girl who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites not a dog will bark at any man or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. That's the key phrase. The Lord makes a distinction between his people and those who are not his people, so that wrath and judgment come upon those that are not God's people, but God's people are so totally protected that not even a dog will bark against them. And then we see that the basis of this distinction, this separation, was the blood of the Passover lamb. Let's read that passage once more to bring it out. Exodus 12, verses 21 through 23. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop." You remember that our hyssop is our testimony that transfers the blood where we need it. "Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway." That word Passover in Hebrew is the word for Passover. That's why it's called Passover, because the Lord passes over the house on which the blood is. "And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down." So you see, the separation between Israel and Egypt was made by the blood of the lamb when it was displayed on the outside of their homes. Any home that had the blood on the outside was sanctified. It was set apart to God. No evil power could get into that home because the Lord had made a distinction between his people and those who were not his people. The distinction was made by the applied blood of the lamb. Now I'm going back to that verse in Hebrews 13:12 that says exactly how the blood of Jesus sanctifies us. "Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate, to sanctify, to make holy, to set apart to God." So through his death and through his shed blood, Jesus sanctified us, made us holy, set us apart to God. Now let's give the application, just as we've done with the others. We're going to state the appropriate testimony. It goes like this: through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. I'd like you to repeat that after me for your own great blessing and good. I don't want to just have all the blessing. I want to share it with each one of you, my listeners. I'm getting so blessed, I want you to be blessed. So I'm going to say those words now, phrase by phrase. You say them after me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Why don't you say that once more? I'm sure many of you have had awful problems about feeling that you'd never be holy no matter how hard you tried. See, just take the hyssop of your testimony, dip it in the blood, and it will do its work. Say it again after me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Now you can go on with the consequences. For instance, I often say these words: the devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Would you like to try and say that quickly before we end? The devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Through the blood, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Now, on the basis of the past, all that I've been speaking about this week, I'm going to recapitulate the complete series of testimonies through which we appropriate each one of these provisions for ourselves, like dipping the hyssop in the blood and then sprinkling it where we need it. I'm going to say them first, and then I'm going to invite you to repeat them after me. All right, the first one is forgiveness. The testimony is this: through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The next one is redemption. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. The next one is cleansing. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. The next one is justification. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. The next one is sanctification. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Now I'm going to go through them again, slowly, phrase by phrase, and I'm going to give you the privilege of repeating each phrase after me. Do it aloud, if you possibly can. If there are circumstances permit, do it in faith. Remember, you're not just speaking to yourself or to an empty room, but you're speaking to the whole unseen world. Infinite numbers of angels are watching on. God himself, the devil himself, the holy angels, the evil angels, the demons. You're meeting all of them with this testimony. All right, now are you ready? First of all, forgiveness. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Second, redemption. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Third, cleansing. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. The next one, justification. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. The last one, sanctification. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God.
I want to remind you that so many times in the Bible, the phrase is not just holy, but holy unto the Lord. Again, the word holy means to be set apart. And the idea is not that we're standing by ourselves out in a field apart from everybody else physically. The idea is that we are kept unto the Lord, free, clean, not connected to sources of evil and unrighteousness. That's what it means to be holy to him. And I'll tell you what he cares about it so much. The Bible says that holy unto the Lord is literally emblazoned on his clothing in heaven. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching. And one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. We are in a fascinating series by Derek Prince on how to overcome evil. It's so powerful. It's so transforming. I want to get right to it. Let's listen.
To close this series today, I want to share with you now one more precious and wonderful truth about the blood of Jesus, one I think which many of God's people are not aware of. It's stated in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. I'm not going to read all the verses. I'm simply going to pick out the particular statement that I want to focus on. It says, "You," that's all true believers, "have come to Mount Zion." And then it speaks about the various things that we have in Mount Zion. That's the heavenly Mount Zion. Spiritually, we have come there. And it says, you have come to Mount Zion, to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. One of the things in the heavenly Mount Zion is the blood of Jesus, which was sprinkled in the Holy of Holies before the very presence of God on our behalf. He entered there as our forerunner, our representative, having obtained eternal redemption through his blood, and he sprinkled the evidence of that redemption in the very presence of Almighty God the Father. And that sprinkled blood, it says, speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now, there's a very interesting and important contrast. You'll remember that early on in human history, Cain murdered his brother Abel and then tried to disclaim responsibility. But the Lord challenged Cain and he said, how can you say you don't know? He said, the voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. He said, there's no way you can conceal your guilt, because the blood of your brother that you shed on the earth is crying out to me for vengeance. Now compare that with the blood of Jesus sprinkled in heaven. The blood of Jesus sprinkled in heaven doesn't cry out for vengeance. It cries out for mercy. It's a continual plea in the very presence of God for God's mercy. Contrast the two. The blood of Abel, shed on the earth, cried out for vengeance. The blood of Jesus, sprinkled in heaven, cries out for mercy. And the writer of Hebrews says, just get this phrase as I close, the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. I want you to see that. Once we've testified to the blood of Jesus, once we've made our own personal testimony, we don't have to keep on repeating these words every 5 minutes, because the blood of Jesus is speaking all the time in the very presence of God on our behalf. Every time you're troubled, tempted, fearful, anxious, just remind yourself, the blood of Jesus is speaking in God's presence on my behalf right now.
We're just now closing out this marvelous series by Derek Prince on how to overcome evil. In fact, I'm very glad that my friend David Holland is here, not only because he's one of the producers of our program, but also because he's a pastor and a man of God. And David, I want to ask you if you'll pray. I think that this series is so powerful, and you've been listening to it with me here, that I really would like for you to pray about a cancellation of evil and a revelation of how to battle evil in the lives of our listeners.
Oh, it'd be my honor. Father, we just come to you on behalf of everyone who can hear my voice right now, Father, and I ask you for every area in which we have not been adequately appropriating and appreciating and honoring the blood that Jesus shed for us, Father, I ask that we would get a fresh revelation of doing that right now, that a revelation of the mercy and the forgiveness and the cleanness that blood has purchased for us, a revelation of the power and the authority and the confidence that blood has purchased for us. Father, I ask that we would get a revelation of the love that was behind the shedding of that blood for us and the standing that it gives us before you and in this world. Father, we thank you for that. We receive it from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David.
Yeah, and by the way, Stephen, before we go, there's a special resource about spiritual warfare that's available during this series of broadcasts. You can find out all about it online. It's a pair of DVDs called War in Heaven and Earth. Go on the website at derekprince.org. You'll find out all about it right there on the front page. They're good stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, just $19.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.